Hi, it's Nick. Welcome back to another episode of the Breathing 411. Let's jump straight into this week's four thoughts. The first one is titled, Breathing and Mindfulness Work Together for Better Results. And here's the short thought. Slow breathing promotes optimal blood circulation, and mindfulness promotes optimal psyche circulation. Used together, they restore each of us to better physical and mental health and well-being. That's just a thought I had. I think it was Thich Nhat Hanh mentioned something about circulation of the psyche, and that's what got me thinking of psyche circulation. And anyways, that's where that led to. But it's really the idea that mindfulness allows us to learn to let thoughts come and go easier, right? Not always, right? We're human, but it teaches us to allow that to happen more frequently, therefore getting better mental circulation, we could say. And then of course, slow breathing helps with blood circulation. So I love that idea and I will move on now. All right, let's move on to thought number two. This one is titled, A Short Period of Quiet Inspiration. And here's a quote. Even a short period of quiet inspiration in the morning will anchor the rest of your day. And at night, particularly after a hectic day, there can be no better preparation for sleep. End quote. And that is Eknath Iswaran from Take Your Time. I think I mentioned this last week. I can't remember. But it's seriously one of the best books. Not my favorite ever, I should say, but up there. Probably one of my favorites of the year. So good and has really changed my life. In any case, what he's referring to is actually reading uplifting material, like books and passages from like spiritual books. And of course, that is a great way to spend some quiet inspiration. But because I'm me and I'm obsessed with breathing, right? We could take it more literally. And I think that interpretation works too, right? A short period of quiet, mindful inspiration, aka a breath practice, each morning will also anchor the rest of your day. And quote, there can be no better preparation for sleep, end quote. So that is a great way to think of it. Just a short period of quiet, mindful inspiration, either through reading uplifting things or through enjoying your breath. And that will anchor the rest of your day and prepare you for sleep. And go check out Take Your Time or really any books by Eknath Iswaran. It's so good. I'm reading Conquest of Mind right now. Phenomenal. And yeah, Gandhi the Man was what got me interested in him. Another great book. And then, of course, he has his translation of the Bhagavad Gita. So go check that out. All right, I will move on to thought number three, watering your seeds of happiness. And here's a quote. So, I planted in myself a number of seeds of happiness. I know that this is very important because if I do not have enough happiness within myself, I shall not be able to help other people, other living beings. So, that is why every day we must to practice in order to water the seed of your happiness, of your joy, is very important. End quote. And that is Thich Nhat Hanh from The Art of Mindful Living, which is a recording of some talks he gave a long time ago. And it's a great recording. You can actually watch it on or listen to it on YouTube. Not watch, but listen on YouTube. But it's also an audiobook through Audible. That's how I listen to it. And this is just, yeah, it's so good. And it's so great to hear it from his voice because I listen to a lot of his books, but they're read by other people, right? So it's just so awesome to hear his voice. And this one in particular, this planting the seeds of happiness, of joy, is just a great reminder, right? To make sure you are taking the time to water the seeds of your own joy and happiness. Because, of course, without that, you will not be able to help anyone else. So that is our reminder. All right, let's move on to thought number four. This one is titled, This Always Brings Openness and Joy. And here's a quote. To be happy, it's not necessary to expend great effort so we get somewhere else. Instead, relax into the present moment while finding humor in your life. With humor, life becomes light and leisurely, and laughter always brings people to experience openness and joy. End quote, and that is Haman Sunim from The Things You Can See Only When You Slow Down. And as I like to say, laughter is the most therapeutic breathing exercise, so don't forget to get your daily dose each day this week and laugh a little bit more. And I couldn't find if I had shared that passage before. There's a chance I did, and I just messed up how I searched it. So if I did, I apologize, but it never hurts to read one twice. And it's always nice to remember to laugh a little more. So with that, I will move on to the one quote for this week. It's a great one. Here it is. What if we consider breath not only as a biological marker of being alive, but also as a reflector of what it truly means to be alive? And that one is from Eddie Stern in Healing Through Breathing. If you haven't listened to that book yet, you should, but that's one of the great quotes. What if we consider breath not only as a biological marker of being alive, but also as a reflector of what it truly means to be alive? That's so good. So thank you, Eddie. And with that, we will move on to the one answer for this week. The category is the lungs. The answer is, lung function is generally assessed by these three categories of measurements. What are dynamic flow rates, static lung volumes, of course, and gas exchange efficiency? So that's a little challenging. That's a lot. But I think lung volume and gas exchange makes a lot of sense. But the dynamic flow rates is another really important one. In any case, that is it for the answer. And that is it for this week. A quick recap. Remember, mindfulness and slow breathing go together because mindfulness improves mental circulation, whereas slow breathing improves blood circulation. Remember to find a short period of quiet inspiration, which I'm going to talk about in a second, but that can be reading an uplifting passage or just quiet, mindful inspiration of your breath. And that can also serve as watering your seeds of happiness, right? So make sure you do that. Remember what Thich Nhat Hanh said. And also remember that humor, laughter, always, always, always brings openness and joy. So find more ways to laugh this week. Thank you for listening. Just a quick reminder, the Breath Learning Center is open. So go check it out. Basically, the whole point of it is that it's systematized a way to become the person you want to become. I've been using this approach for like 5 or 6 years now. And that's all it is. It's breathing and meditation practice. You do that on your own whenever you want, right? But it assumes you're doing that. You don't have to, but I just assume the way I write and present material that you are practicing every day. Then it presents these little micro, I'm calling them wisdom meditations, which was because of Eknath Ishwaran. He brilliantly puts together the idea of passage meditation. What I present, what I do isn't quite that intense. So I thought, I'll just call it wisdom meditations, which are just these little micro daily quiet periods of inspiration. So, but really tiny, 30 seconds or less. And then finally, workshops for deeper learning. So every now and then, 4 times a year, quarterly, we release a workshop to go deeper into something. The next one I'm going to be releasing soon is breathing and visualization for healing. So if you're into that, it's going to be a fun one, probably around April 1st. So breathing and meditation, wisdom meditations, and then workshops for deeper learning. There's a lot in there, but it's real fun and real easy. So go check it out. And then also remember about the breathing app for diabetes. If you have diabetes, this app is super neat. I teamed up with the breathing app, Eddie Stern, who we quoted earlier, and their team, just awesome human beings. All of them, literally, they're all so cool. And we have a ton of fun and it's a really cool app. So go check it out. All right. I will stop rambling on. Thank you, as always, for listening, and I'll see you next week.